Even though.
Even though.
My heart hurts.
My throat hurts.
I want to fix it.
It
should be easier.
Better.
Kinder.
Nicer.
I need it to make sense. And it doesn't make sense at all. Suffering. Stupidity.
Unfairness.
Doesn't make sense at all.
And there's a whole big piece
of the human experience.
I consider
to be stupid,
unfair,
and unkind.
Disease.
Accidents. Brutality.
Hunger.
Confusion.
Woundedness.
Struggle.
All the things
that hold us back
from living
our highest potential
an easy life
a joyous life
it just ticks me off
and I want to fight
for what is right
It's right.
Some part of me knows it's right.
To feel better than this.
To have life be easier than this.
And sometimes I can't bear.
To see them in pain.
Or to feel my own struggle.
To know where I want to go.
And feel.
It's so far out of reach.
It's so daunting.
It's so unfair.
How could life
be this hard?
For so many. What right do I have?
To allow myself.
Ease.
What right do I have?
To create a joyous experience.
When I can't create that.
For everyone I care about.
What's the point?
No matter how much I heal.
No matter how much I help.
It's still unfair.
It's still horribly unfair.
And it's so stupid.
Stupid systems.
Stupid ideas.
Stupid limitations.
I don't know.
How to find ease.
How to believe.
In ease.
It's not what I see.
I see people struggle.
I see people desire.
Changes.
And they have so far to go.
And their reality.
Is so stressful.
So tricky.
I feel sabotage.
I feel limited.
Not just for me.
But for all of us.
And I'm in this conflict.
This terrible conflict
of judgment.
And I don't know how to let go.
I don't know how to let go of the judgment.
And I'm unhappy.
And I'm frustrated.
And I want God.
To perceive life.
From the human perspective.
And I want God.
To play fair.
To make it easier.
To reward good behavior.
And only punish.
The really bad people.
Not me.
Even though I've done things.
I want God.
To be me for a day.
And wipe out the suffering.
And fix it.
And make it easier.
What's up with this human life?
Where we're burdened.
By all kinds of things.
Past life things.
Children things.
What's up with the whole?
Sins of the Father thing.
What's up with the history?
What's up with the limitation?
What's up with the limitation? What's it all about?
What's it all about?
I don't get the story.
I don't get the story.
And I'm struggling.
And I'm struggling.
I'm struggling.
Watching.
Others struggle. And I don't know how to let that go.
And I don't know how to let that go.
And I'm not even sure I should.
And I'm not even sure I should.
I don't know how to give up the struggle.
I don't know how to give up the struggle.
Logically, I get it.
Logically, I get it.
I want to feel better.
I want to feel better.
I want others to feel better.
I want others to feel better.
And all my struggle.
And all my struggle.
And all my sadness.
And all my sadness.
Isn't uplifting anyone.
When I buy into their pressure.
When I buy into their pressure. Their stress.
Their stress.
Their limitation.
Their limitation.
And contribute to the belief.
I contribute to the belief.
Contribute through pity.
I contribute through pity.
Or frustration.
Or frustration.
Or doubt.
Or doubt.
I'm not uplifting them at all.
I'm not uplifting them at all.
Or me.
Or me.
When I fight.
When I fight.
Resist.
Resist.
Resent.
Resent.
How it feels.
How it feels.
Stacked against us all.
Stacked against us all.
What's with the subconscious mind?
What's with the subconscious mind?
What's up with that plan?
What's up with that plan?
No matter what I learn.
No matter what I learn.
I have some old programs running. How am I supposed to love myself?
How am I supposed to love myself?
When I don't even know who's driving.
I don't even know who's driving.
How am I supposed to love myself?
How am I supposed to love myself?
When my only experience of love.
My only experience of love.
Pretty much hurt.
Pretty much hurt.
More often than not.
It's a catch-22.
Times 100.
Everywhere I look.
I feel.
I perceive.
I imagine.
We're set up
for limitation.
How can I relax?
And expect
peace.
How can I be a catalyst?
For ease.
When I can't even get there myself.
I'm seeking
a bigger perspective.
A bigger perspective.
I don't like the layout.
I don't like the layout.
I don't like the life game.
I don't like the life game.
There's too much I don't agree with.
There's too much I don't agree with.
Pain. Accidents.
Accidents.
Disease.
Limitations of all kinds.
Corrupted government.
Corrupted government.
Systems that don't work.
Systems that don't work.
Anger and fear.
Anger and fear.
Running rampant.
Running rampant.
Hurting the innocent.
Hurting the innocent.
We even hurt ourselves.
We even hurt ourselves.
We even hurt those we love.
We even hurt those we love.
I'm resisting life.
I'm resisting life.
As it is.
As it is.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could let go.
Of the judgment,
the resistance,
the thought that I could do it better,
much better,
design the experience better.
I wonder if I could let that go
and have a different experience.
I want to bring all my focus and attention
to me.
To my feelings.
To my feelings.
To my thoughts.
To my thoughts.
So that I might empower.
So that I might empower.
Me.
Me.
First.
First.
And allow others.
And allow others.
To feel that vibration.
To feel that vibration.
When they can't create it themselves.
When they can't create it themselves.
That's not what I want.
That's not what I want.
I want to be the Savior.
I want to be the Savior.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
I want to fix it.
I want to fix it.
And do it right.
And do it right.
Because nobody else is.
Nobody else is.
And then it just bothers me.
And then it just bothers me.
When those people.
Me
included.
Me included.
Won't get fixed. What's the problem with getting fixed?
What's the problem with getting fixed?
All this frustration.
All this frustration.
All this judgment.
All this judgment.
All this attachment.
All this attachment.
To how it should be.
How it should be.
How it should look.
How it should look.
How it should sound.
How it should sound.
How it should feel.
How it should feel.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could try a week.
Just a week.
7 days.
7 days.
Of letting go.
Of letting go.
Of the judgment.
The judgment.
And bringing all my focus and attention.
And bringing all my focus and attention.
To being one bright spot.
To being one bright spot.
Like a beautiful flower.
Like a beautiful flower.
How does a flower serve?
How does a flower serve?
It just looks pretty.
It just looks pretty.
That's all.
That's all.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
It's not saving anybody.
It's not saving anybody.
I wonder what it would be like.
I wonder what it would be like.
To hold a vibration.
To hold a vibration.
A beautiful feeling.
A beautiful feeling.
A high vibrational breath.
A high vibrational breath.
A heart filled with positive expectation.
With positive expectation.
In the midst
of the messy,
chaotic,
disappointing
human experience. What if I could shine so bright?
What if I could shine so bright?
Others could receive comfort.
What if I could?
Allow all the craziness. And find peace within me. Even when I don't like the experience.
So that others around me.
Through me.
Might know that vibration.
To some degree.
I really want to fix everybody.
I really want to fix me.
Maybe we're not here for that.
Maybe the whole point
is to see the big ugly mess
and hold a higher vibration.
Anyway.
I want to be the one. That starts with me.
I want to know myself.
Laugh,
cry,
struggle,
and create peace anyway.
I want to know myself.
So well.
That it makes sense to me.
That all my struggles make sense.
They keep me human.
They keep me here.
So that I might find my way.
To shine so bright.
I comfort myself.
And others through me.
Well, I don't have to agree.
I don't have to like the way it is.
I'll never get disease.
I'll never get accidents.
I'll never condone cruelty.
I'll never understand negative emotion.
Or why it's built in.
I'm choosing.
To be in this earth experience.
And not of it.
I'm choosing to rise above it.
For no other reason.
Than I want to see if I can.
I want to see how it feels.
And if it isn't good.
And if it doesn't help.
Oh, I can get mad again.
I can get codependent.
I can get holier than thou.
I can jump into martyrdom.
So easily.
I can feel pity.
I can feel frustration.
In a heartbeat.
So wouldn't it be delightful?
If I gave myself 7 days.
Of non-judgment.
Of focus and intention.
To mind my vibration.
My energy field.
My thoughts.
My
expectations.
My heart.
My space.
Seven days.
Not to be selfish.
But to shine so bright.
I'm even impressed.
Okay,
big breath.
So I'll share with you, whenever you, if you do, if you're called to healing work,
you know, we use the word healer in our society, and the truth is nobody ever heals anybody else. The only person who can create healing is the person who heals themselves. A healer, a tapper, an energy worker, Reiki, there's so many great modalities out there. Those people only hold a space. That's it. They're only creating a space, a possibility. But all healing is up to the individual who heals. So even when, you know, people come and they thank me or they tell me they've had a profound experience, you know, I'm honored to participate. But here's the thing. If I don't hold the space of unattachment to the outcome, I'm interfering with their process. It's not up to me what they receive or what they create. It's only up to me to mind my own business so that when I show up, I'm clear enough to hold a space where anything's possible. So those of us who are called to service of any kind, even our doctors in our allopathic fields, anybody who's called to service, you know, they come, and yes, they have all the codependent tendencies, of course. But those tendencies, when balanced, when they're not about fixing or controlling or not attached to the outcome, they allow us to hold great space. And so I invite you, not only in your work, but what about for yourself? What if you're stuck in something and you can't quite fix it? So what? Guys, if you heal at all, you leave the planet. Stay and play. Evolution and expansion is about the struggle. It's about the struggle. So what does it look like when you start getting really clear? Well, you start making up your own struggle. I didn't have to do the expo. What was I thinking? That's the thrill of life, is always expanding. And so there reaches a place where you can embrace the expansion without the suffering. It's a challenge. It's a big game. And if you can get your head in the game and your heart in the game, you'll find that you are light for many people. And they're able to do their own work because of the unattachment you hold, the support you can give. One of my pet phrases is, only give that which will be received. And somebody else's fixing, it's not our business. We can hold high intention, desire for it, see them as whole, but it's not ours to fix or give.